Chapter 9, Mishnah 5. So, Ksavla Neda Ushva Inni Alaich. So, the man can give the woman a document to say that I'm not going to make you make a vow or an oath. He can like relinquish her from that kind of thing. And one area where it would have a big impact is, let's say, on the ksuva, right? Because we've just been dealing with the oaths of the shopkeeper or the administratrix. Now the example would be on the ksuva. He could write a document to say, I'm not going to make you take an oath. And then one day if she wants to collect the ksuva, so she wouldn't have to take the oath, right? He can release her from that oath. The husband can release his wife from that oath. And then, Eino Yachol Ashbiah, then she doesn't have to take an oath. Aval Mashbiahu es Yerusha ve es Haboim Bereshusa, but her heirs or those who come with her authorization would have to make an oath. So what's the case? The case is that they get divorced first and he's got to pay her her kesuva, but before he dies, she dies. So now the kesuva gets paid to her heirs. So in this case, he can make her heirs take the oath. He relinquished her from the oath, but not her heirs. Or people who come with her authorization, is she can sell her kesuva. She can sell her kesuva rights, and then if in the similar kind of cases we've just had, someone else comes to collect the kesuva payment, the husband can make them swear, because he released her from the oath, but he didn't release any other party from the oath.
As surety,
yeah. Well, probably sell it at a discounted value, because it might get paid, might not get paid. Yeah, it's like futures, right? Who thought the stock exchange was the inventor of futures? So you see, you can sell your ksuva. Neder Ushva Ein Yalaich Val Yerushaich. So he can also say, he can take it further, the husband. He can say, I'm releasing you from all oaths, but I'm including in that your heirs, V'al Aboim Berushusich, and anyone who comes with your authorization. In that case, Ein Yachal Ashbiah, she doesn't have to take an oath. Lo hi, v'lo yosher, v'lo es haboim v'rishasa. So anyone who comes now, her heirs, or people who come with her authorization, he's also released them from the obligation to make that vow that the ksuva hasn't already been collected. Aval Yerushav Mashbin Oisa, but his heirs haven't released anyone. So if he then dies, now his heirs have got to pay her or her heirs, or the person she's given authorization, the payment. So in this case, his heirs can make them square, because his heirs didn't release her from that obligation, only he did. That's Yerushav Esabon Mishas. Right. Next case. Neder Ushva Einli Velo Yerusha, but he can even go further. So he can say, I'm releasing you from all vows. You, your heirs, Velo Labon Bereshusi, anyone who you give authorization to, Alaich va'al Yerushaich va'al haboim berushis, and also he can like release his heirs, if you know what I'm saying. So he can even take it the next step and say, my heirs will not require, let's say, from your heirs to make a vow. So in that case, ani yachol ashpia lo hu v'lo yoshav, not him, not his heirs, v'lo haboim berushusu, not people who come on his behalf, v'lo oisa, v'lo yoshav, v'lo haboim berushusa. Not her, not on her authorization. But you can see he can give the stipulation and he can give it in incrementing, you know, levels degrees, of degrees. And he can release her heirs, etc. But he does have that ability to do that.